Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God will be released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let us continue with my teaching titled, The Book of Romans, Our Guidebook for Christian Living, which I began on March 17th. This teaching is a verse-by-verse examination of this New Testament book and will provide the listener important details that will give all of us insight on how to live in victory by applying the biblical principles that Apostle Paul shares with us. When I speak of the book of Romans as a guidebook, I'm referring to a manual of information that will give the Christian the ability to live life skillfully in Jesus. It is a guide to a godly lifestyle that may be unknown or unfamiliar to some of you. Therefore, Apostle Paul wrote this book with the intention to lead us to the knowledge of God's New Testament promises, give us understanding on how to operate successfully through applying God's word, his promises to our life, and as a result, live according to God's wisdom as more than conquerors. It is no secret that the more we know and come to understand God's holy word, the easier it will be for each of us to apply the promises of God to our life by faith. It is through developing and becoming strong in faith that we not only please our Heavenly Father, but also come to experience the more than abundant life in Jesus. The kind of life that gives us the victory over all the challenges of life. If you are tired of being a victim of Satan and his demonic assignments, you need to be a part of this weekly study. For this teaching, I have selected two key verses from the book of Romans for our foundational scripture. Please go to Romans chapter 1. We'll be reading Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment. To everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek Gentile. Verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. As it is written, and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by his faith. If you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching, or would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, I invite you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We finished examining chapter 15, verse 3, when I ran out of time. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse number 4. As a reminder, Romans chapter 15, the major topic of study is self-denial on behalf of others. Self-denial on behalf of others. Let's read from the Bible, verse number 4. It says, "For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope and overflow with confidence in his promises." Here's my comment regarding verse number 4. Instruction in God's word is the answer to all the issues of life, because it is through obtaining knowledge of God's promises and understanding how to apply his word to your life by faith that one can live in God's wisdom as more than conquerors. This is why teaching is vital to every Christian, especially those baby Christians that have not been taught the uncompromising word of God. This is how you build endurance and encouragement in others so that they do not fall back into sin. Let's continue with verse number 5. The Bible says, "Now may the God who gives endurance and who supplies encouragement grant that you be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus." Here's my comment regarding verse number 5. We are all looking forward to the second coming of our Lord, but it will not happen until all Christians everywhere are of the same mind in Jesus. Now, this in the natural may seem impossible. However, the fact that God put it in his word means it is attainable in Christ Jesus. It is up to each Christian to submit to God's word and consider others before themselves, loving and forgiving those Christians that have done us wrong will cause them to grow as the children of the Most High God. And if not, judgment day is coming. So let your Lord handle the matter. All right, let's continue in the Bible. Let's read verse number 6. Verse 6 says, "So that with one accord you may with one voice glorify and praise and honor the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Here's my comment regarding verse number 6. With one accord means that the individuals are in agreement with each other. In this verse, it is talking about glorifying, praising, and honoring our God. And there is no greater way to glorify, praise, and honor our God than to show love and respect to one another. Let's continue from the Bible. Let's read verse number 7. It says, "Therefore, continue to accept and welcome one another, just as Christ has accepted and welcomed us to the glory of our great God." Here's my comment regarding verse number 7. Jesus did save us from eternal death, which is the penalty of sin. He accepted and welcomed all sinners to come to him for cleansing. The body of Christ must do the same. We must welcome the sinner so they may hear the truth of God's word, get saved, cleanse, and grow in Jesus. All right, let's go back and read from the Bible, verse number 8. It says, "For I tell you that Christ has become a servant and a minister to the circumcision, Jews, on behalf of God's truth, to confirm and verify the promises made to the fathers." Here's my comment regarding verse number 8. Paul reminds the Jews that Jesus completed the Old Testament by confirming and verifying the promises made to the saints of old. All right, let's go and read verse number 9 from the Bible. It says, "And for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy to them, since God had no covenant with them. As it is written, and forever remains written, therefore I praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name." Here's my comment regarding verse number 9. Jesus demonstrated God's love and mercy to all mankind, including the Gentiles, who had no promise or covenant with God. But where the old covenant was finished in Jesus, God's love superseded the law. With regards to "as it is written," I want to read the Bible footnote, which will explain why Paul chose to quote from the Old Testament for verses 10, 11, and 12. So my Bible footnote says, "As it is written," Paul quotes from all three divisions of the Old Testament, the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, from three great Jewish leaders, Moses, David, and Isaiah, to demonstrate that God's purpose was always to bless the Gentiles through Israel. Family, listen carefully. God's purpose was always to bless the Gentiles, that includes us, through Israel. All right, let's continue with the Bible and read verse number 10 and 11. They say, and again it says, "Rejoice and celebrate, O Gentiles, along with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise." All right, let's continue with verse number 12. The Bible says, again, Isaiah says, "There shall be a root of Jesse. He who arises to rule as king over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles hope." Let's continue by reading from the Bible, verse number 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises." Here's my comment regarding verse 13. Always remember that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can come to understand the scriptures and ultimately bound in hope and overflow with confidence in God's promises. Those Christians who are not filled and led by the Holy Spirit are at a disadvantage because their emotions and lustful flesh will get in the way. Satan will make sure of it. All right, let's read verse number 14 from the Bible. It says, "Personally, I am convinced about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, amply filled with all spiritual knowledge, and competent to admonish and counsel and instruct one another." Here's my comment regarding verse number 14. Paul encourages the saints in Rome. He is letting the Christians know that their hearts are right, full of goodness, that they have taken the time to study and have obtained spiritual knowledge. And as a result, they are competent to admonish, warn or reprimand, counsel and instruct others. In short, Paul is describing mature Christians that can teach others and develop disciples for Christ. Let's continue with verse number 15. From the Bible, it says, "Still, on some points, I have written to you very boldly and without reservation to remind you about them again because of the grace that was given to me from God." Here's my comment regarding verse 15. Here, Paul is apologizing for his boldness and direct comments, even though Paul received it from the Lord. To this I say, no one is above correction. Every Christian should be ready to receive teaching, especially those in ministry positions. Our place in the body of Christ requires us to continually grow in Jesus. Amen. All right, let's read verse 16 from the Bible. The Bible says, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, I minister as a priest the gospel of God, in order that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable to him, sanctified, made holy, and set apart for his purpose by the Holy Spirit. Here's my comment regarding verse 16. God's call to minister to others should not be taken lightly. Ministers of the gospel must know their assignment and complete it with excellence, so that those they have been given charge over will grow and complete their purpose by the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is a great responsibility, just like that of a natural parent raising a child in the Lord. All right, let's go on and read verse 17 from the Bible. It says, in Christ Jesus, then, I have found legitimate reason for boasting in things related to my service to God. Here's my comment regarding verse 17. Boasting or self-praise is acceptable when it directs the glory and honor to our living God, who has given us the ability to do all things in Christ Jesus. It is good to share our victories and testimonies to inspire and encourage others. Let's read verse 18 from the Bible. It says, for I will not even as presume to speak of anything except what Christ has done through me as an instrument in his hands, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles to the gospel by word and deed. Here's my comment regarding verse 18. We are all instruments that may be used for miraculous works when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. He is the one that will give us sound advice on how to complete the work God has commissioned us to do. Amen. All right, let's read verse 19. Verse 19 says, with the power of signs and wonders, and all of it in the power of the Spirit, so starting from Jerusalem and as far away as Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel, faithfully preaching the good news of Christ where it had not before been preached. Here's my comment regarding verse 19. Signs and wonders should follow all those who believe. You can find that in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And this is not limited to those called by God to be ministers. Every believer, God's disciples, are given this authority and power by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Note that the Holy Spirit will always lead us to those people and places that the gospel has not been preached. There are still many who have not heard the good news of Jesus Christ. This is why we are called to seek and save the lost, and this includes within our own family members. All right, let's continue with verse number 20. The Bible says, accordingly, I set a goal to preach the gospel, not where Christ's name was already known, so that I would not build on another man's foundation. Here's my comment regarding verse 20. Keep in mind that by the time Paul wrote this letter to the church in Rome, he had been ministering at least 10 years. Therefore, he was mature in the things of God. Each Christian must do a self-examination and determine with the help of the Holy Spirit where you are in your faith walk. You will need to study and volunteer in your local church to grow in knowledge and understanding, so that when you take on your godly assignment, you will be operating in the wisdom of God. When you allow the Holy Spirit to prepare you for developing your gifts and talents, you will be a success in Jesus. Amen. All right, let's read verse 21 from the Bible. It says, but instead, I would act on this goal as it is written in Scripture, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard of him shall understand. Here's my comment regarding verse 21. Paul's goal should be our goal, that through our words and actions, others shall see, understand, and accept the great gift of salvation. All right, let's read verse 22 from the Bible. It says, "This goal, my commitment to this principle, is the reason why I have often been prevented from coming to you in Rome." Here's my comment regarding verse 22. Ministry work requires diligence and fortitude to stay focused. Satan will try to bombard you with distractions and tests. But in all situations, pray before you take on any ministry work. Don't allow the need or your feelings to drive your labor. God knows who to send and when, so don't get ahead of him. He will send you at the right time and to the right place when you are prepared. Just get ready. All right, let's continue with the Bible and read verse 23. It says, "But now, with no further place for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you." All right, verse 23, my comment is, notice that Paul acknowledges that his ministry work, where the Lord took him, had been completed. Now he was released to go where he longed to go for some time. I have often said that I would like to minister in India and the Middle East, where there is still too much confusion about Jesus and his salvation. But I have not received a release from the Lord to go. So I wait and continue my work here in Kansas City until, if and when, the Holy Spirit says to go. All right, verse 24 from the Bible says, "Whenever I go on my trip to Spain, I hope to see you as I pass through Rome and to be helped on my journey there by you, after I have first enjoyed your company for a little while." Here's my comment regarding verse 24. The Holy Spirit was leading Paul to minister in Spain, and so a plan to visit Rome will now be possible. God hears the desires of your heart, and he will always honor them when the time is right for you. All right, let's read verse 25 from the Bible. It says, "But for now I am longing to Jerusalem to serve the saints, Jewish believers." Here's my comment regarding verse number 25. I have often said this over and over again, that it is most important that each believer be filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Being led by the Holy Spirit and not our flesh will save us from missed opportunities and prevent us from failing. Serving in ministry should be pleasurable and done with ease through the Holy Spirit. A supporting scripture for that statement can be found in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Let's continue with verse 26 from the Bible. It says, "For Gentile believers in Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints, Jewish believers in Jerusalem." Here's my comment regarding verse 26. God is not going to drop money from the heavens. It is us believers that must support financially the body of Christ, not just to proclaim the gospel, but to help those in need of material blessings, such as food, clothing, and housing. All right, let's continue with verse number 27. From the Bible, it says, "They were pleased to do it, and they are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual things, then they are indebted to serve them also in tangible material things." Here's my comment regarding verse 27. Those who share of their finances with a cheerful heart will be blessed in multiplication. We cannot outgive our Heavenly Father. The more we give, the more we receive, so that we are able to give even more and be a blessing to the multitudes. You can find a supporting scripture for this statement in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Let's continue with verse 28. The Bible says, "Therefore, when I have finished this mission and have safely given to them what has been raised, I will go on by way of you to Spain." Here's my comment regarding verse 28. Paul is going to finish the mission given to him by the Lord. He is not going to get ahead of his assignment. But once the assignment is done, he states that he will come and continue on to Spain. Listeners, stay on course. Don't allow anything or anyone to distract you from what God has called you to do. And if you are not certain what, when, and where to go, pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to make it clear to you what, when, and where you need to go. Don't miss your blessed opportunities. All right, let's continue with verse 29. The Bible says, "I know that when I do come to you, I will come in the abundant blessing of Christ." Here's my comment regarding verse 29. Paul knew, oh, I'm so sorry, family. My time is up. Please return next week as we continue our study on the book of Romans. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.